Welcome back to the Tennessee Star Report. It is 6:18 a.m. We're broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. It's Tuesday, June 28th, 2022. In studio, our very good friend, Joe Carr, who is the GOP nominee for mayor of Rutherford County. Now, Joe, what are the big issues? What's the big issue in Rutherford County?
Well, you know something? During the primary, we ran on three very large issues that everybody was talking about and concerned about. One was the unrestrained growth, and we referenced that in the population.
You've already got the growth issue.
Which is traffic, schools, congestion, crime, those kind of things as the county moves from rural to more urban, right? The second was obviously the Middle Point landfill and the fact that the Middle Point landfill is the largest Class 1 landfill in Tennessee.
It's in Let us just stop for a moment.
Sure.
And take a few minutes to tell our listening audience about the Middle Point landfill. Where is it? How long has it been there? What is the problem with the Middle Point landfill from the point of view of Rutherford County residents?
Well, you're going to interrupt me here, okay, because this is a little long. But the landfill was established in 1987. In 1995, Democrat Mayor Nancy Allen and the County Commission determined they were going to allow Republic Services, at the time, BFI, Browning Ferris Industries, to bring outside trash into Rutherford County in order to maintain or allow BFI to make a profit as they wanted. They said under the current model prior to 95, they couldn't maintain the landfill profitably. So they entered into this what's called host benefit agreement. And basically, the host benefit agreement says that BFI, now Republic Services, can bring as much trash as they want, whenever they want, from wherever they want, for as long as they want, and Rutherford County has no oversight. None. Zero.
Now, let me just interrupt.
That's in the host agreement.
This sounds like a very bad deal.
So, you know that I've founded and was the CEO of two multi-million dollar engineering companies. I have crafted and negotiated many large contracts, well over millions of dollars. In all my years in business, my brief time as TDEC Assistant Commissioner, as the Chief Operating Officer for a very large materials construction firm, I have never, ever seen such a one-sided agreement in all my life. And let me give you one example. Never mind the fact that we have no authority or control over what's brought in and where it comes from. But in the agreement, Rutherford County receives $1.20 per ton of trash that comes from outside the county. Currently, 70% of the trash that comes into that landfill is outside Rutherford County, anywhere between 4,500 and 5,000 tons a day. The agreement says we get $1.20 a ton. Well, Michael, if you and I were to negotiate an agreement like that, you or I, representing the county, would go, okay, that's fine, but that $1.20 is going to have an index for inflation attached to it. Because if this agreement has no timeline to it, no expiration date, and basically it ends when it's full, then the $1.20 a ton in 1995 is not the same $1.20 a ton as it is in 2022. So we're still receiving the same $1.20 without any index to inflation. That's how bad this contract is.
And this year, under the Biden maladministration, the inflation rate is at a minimum about 8.5% annually, but probably greater than that. By the way, where is the Middle Point landfill physically?
The Middle Point landfill sits at the intersection of Highway 231, which is Lebanon Highway, just north of Murfreesboro in the Walter Hill community.
Okay.
It's about 800 acres. 200 of it is actually used for the landfill purposes, with other parts of that land being for support services.
What has been your proposed solution to that particular problem?
Well, two things. Number one, renegotiate the contract. That is first and foremost. I've always believed that the landfill had the opportunity to become a Rutherford County-only facility. That would reduce the trash intake from 4,500 to 5,000 tons a day down to anywhere from 1,000 to 1,200 tons a day.
And if I can ask you this, if we go back to 1995, what was the population of Rutherford County in 1995 versus today?
Half of what it is now, 150,000. Half, of, less than half. And so, but as the county has grown, the landfill has actually grown faster. Much, much faster. And so what we see now is, again, 70% of trash comes from outside of Rutherford County. We've got no authority to say so. What we need to do is we need to renegotiate the contract. If we renegotiate the contract, then it gives us more control over our waste stream that we develop in Rutherford County so we can have recycling and composting.
So looking at that, Joe, what's the likelihood that as the new mayor, if you were to win in the August 4th election, what is the likelihood that the current company, with BFI owns it?
Republic Services.
Republic Services
yes.
now owns it. Yeah. What's the likelihood that they would renegotiate with you?
Well, that's funny you ask that, because 3 weeks ago, the president of Republic Services out of the Atlanta office contacted me with the express purpose of sitting down and having a meeting and discussing that. And so,
well, that's a good sign, isn't
it? It's an excellent sign. We met for 2 hours.
Oh, you did?
We absolutely
What
we
was
did.
That like? What was that conversation like? Where did you meet, by the way?
We met in the Murfreesboro attorney's office.
The city of Murfreesboro?
Yes, sir.
That attorney?
Yeah. They have local legal representation in Murfreesboro, obviously, for a number of reasons.
Right.
And so their local attorney contacted me and said, would you be willing to meet with the president of this division out of Atlanta?
I mean, of course you're going to say yes, right?
Absolutely. Because, look, they're a part of this community. I don't appreciate some of the things that they've done, but why would I not sit down? Now, to be sure, I don't have any authority to negotiate a contract, and I didn't represent myself in that way. As a matter of fact, we made that very clear. But
at the beginning, because you're not
no,
you're up for an election on August 4th. If you win that election, I believe you take office when September 1st.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
exactly. So they wanted to get to know me. I was glad to get to know them. And 2 hours, we're talking, we're discussing the landfill, just you know how we can. They can be a better partner in the community. What can
so they reached out to you
yes,
and said
did.
We would like to be a better partner in the community.
Yes, and
this
so
is a
now
good sign.
It is a good sign, but you know we got to find out what that definition looks like for Republican for Rutherford County, right? So my question to them mm-hmm. was this: I said, "Will you renegotiate the contract?"
And we're waiting for the answer.
The answer was, depends on what that renegotiation looks like. I said, is that a yes or a no? I just want a yes or a no. We're not negotiating now. I don't
because
have authority.
You don't
I
have
just want
authority.
To know, are
yeah.
you willing to renegotiate the contract? The answer was yes.
Well, this sounds like a win to me, Joe Carr.
It is. And what's funny is, strangely funny, is just 3 to 6 months ago, the current administration was saying there's no way Republic will renegotiate the contract. They won't do it. And my point was, the reason you say that is because you haven't asked.
Well, also, I think Republic can probably read the room.
They can. But also, Michael, you know, you don't know unless you ask. And so it starts with an ask. And Rutherford mm-hmm. County has leverage in this situation. And you know, in negotiation contracts, don't come to the table and negotiate a contract thinking you're playing poker. Come to the table negotiating a contract playing chess. You need leverage. Rutherford County has leverage, and more importantly, they're gaining leverage when I become your next Rutherford County mayor.
1 minute.
Okay, and the last question.
Yep.
What was the last issue? You got.
Oh, the last issue was raising the pay of our first responders, mm-hmm. sheriff, mm-hmm. EMS, and fire, because we were behind our surrounding counties. And we got to take care of the people and stand with them, with those who stand with us in protecting our community. So we're currently doing that, and we will continue to do that.
Joe Carr, running for mayor of Rutherford County. Thanks. We'll have more when we get back. You're listening to the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy. We'll be right back after this.